For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, welcome. It is now time for Atomic Radio Hour, episode 139, right?
It's one of them. I think it might be 138.
Let me...
138. It's definitely 138.
I'm going to check right now. I'm checking right now. I'm Vince. Who are you?
I am your cozy and Italian-phobic host, Alex. I'm not that second one, but I am feeling cozy. How are you, my Italian friend?
I am. I'm all right, dude. A lot's happened in the small amount of time. Are you recording by chance?
Yeah, I am.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yeah, you better be though.
Too. Let me double check. Yeah.
Tea.
Last episode was the burner of the 36 episode of the 36 questions, the idea that I stole from Neil Brennan, and
it was a good idea.
Thanks, Neil. The reason why we had to put that out is because what's the word I want to use here? Moron here. it was an honest mistake. Do you want to tell the fine folks what happened?
Yeah, I was reconfiguring my OBS and I had updated it and I forgot to go back in and change my audio device. So we recorded the entire episode without sound coming from this. There was just no sound at all.
And it was a good episode.
It was a great episode. Yeah, you guys really missed out.
We found
one of these days we can do it. We can maybe release it for like an April Fool's or something. I can just send you the footage. And it can just be your audio.
Well, I deleted it already because you said there was no chance of you getting
damn.
It. So since I don't have an external hard drive, I would have kept it for some. Like, my dumbass would have thought of something like that where I would have been like, hey, I got to go to the bathroom and put like 15 minutes of nothing, of just nonsensical talk. Like, I would have found a reason for it.
I still have mine that has no audio. So
keep it. Keep it
somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Keep it somewhere because if anything, I might edit it for something.
You could just dub over it.
Yeah, just... I'm an asshole just the whole time. So here we are. We're back.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in your life? What's new?
Not much, really. I'm still in my room, prison, therapist office, whatever you want to call this. Place just chilling
in Cedar Rapids.
A doctor's appointment this week.
Yeah,
just chilling in Cedar Rapids. Yeah, I had a doctor's appointment this week in which I didn't leave my room again. I did it online and I just,
you know,
I don't know,
that's what they want. That's what the Democrats want. The Jewish space lizard Democrats want you to stay in your room. That's what they want. Trust me.
At least I don't have the Rona, so we're good.
Yeah, but just wait. Everybody's gonna get it. Once you get, did you get the vaccine yet? The vaccinine? Once you get that vaccinine, you're gonna have.
No, unfortunately, I wasn't eligible. I tried to sign up for it today, though.
Did you really?
Yeah, I tried to sign up for the vaccine today, but I wasn't eligible because of my employment status. If you don't work in an in-person job. You couldn't get it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And because the last job I had was a remote job, I couldn't sign up for the vaccine.
Get fucked.
Yeah.
I'm a sucks. Hero. Did you know
I'm
a
really
hero?
I really wanted to. Yeah, you are a hero.
I'm a hero. I'm an essential worker. I've worked two jobs this entire pandemic, and they've been frontline jobs. I'm a goddamn hero. I'm just as much as a hero as a junior volunteer fireman.
And we know that they're heroes. At least in our town, they were.
Yeah. There was a kid who used to run around and tell people that he was a hero.
I know. That dude was cringe.
You want to know what he does now?
What does he do now?
He's a cop. Yeah.
I mean, doesn't protect and serve you. And all, but I wouldn't trust that kid to protect and serve me. Yeah.
I mean, if there was any reason for us to say, fuck 12, it's for that individual. Fuck that dude. Yeah. Like, I feel bad for him because I remember hearing a story that his dad died when he was in high school. Something happened where his one parent was either gone or just not in the picture, and then his dad died or some shit or left or just abandoned him or something, and they had worked it out that – with the bank that they weren't going to start foreclosing on the house until like the day after he graduated high school.
Ouch.
So like at least he could focus on school and like get out of school. Mm-hmm. But then I heard like he's a cop and kids, like all of his friends and him were going to the house that he lived in and they were all smoking weed and drinking beers and all underage
in high school.
Yeah. And now he's a cop. Pulling over innocent people because he needs to make a quota.
Well, that's not the kind of intro I expected this week.
But, okay, so, small things.
Yeah.
Fuck. I got a new job. It's okay. I started playing Days Gone. The video's James.
What's that one about?
It's about this biker gang man who's from Oregon, Farewell, Oregon, I believe is where it takes place.
And I'll have to tell my roommate.
Oh yeah, ask if she knows where that is or if it's even a real place. And it's like 736 days have gone since I've seen my dead wife or some shit. And it's the most mediocre game I've ever played.
Really?
Like, it's just okay. Like, it just exists.
Okay, games are fine once in a while.
Yeah, they're okay, but when, like, they introduce a character and then 2 minutes later the character's dead, I'm like, oh, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know who this character is. Like, you meet a character who's, like, bleeding out and she's like, I'm dying. It was Leon who did this. And, like, they make a big deal, like, oh my god, that was Alvarez. Can you believe? And what a fucking generic name. Like, I feel like that's the, like, like the Spanish speaking person of descent's like go to last name is Alvarez.
We need a villain who's a little bit brown, but not brown enough to make a political statement.
Yeah, and they're like, you have to, like, and you know how like in a modern video game, like you'll play, like especially with God of War, and I think these games came out the same year, if not a year apart. In God of War, whenever you enter a cutscene, it just kind of naturally goes.
It, like, flows into it, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw you playing it. It's beautiful.
Yeah. This game, like, you'll do something, and if you don't hit the exact marker you have to hit, like, I have stopped progressing movement because it felt like the natural point at which the cutscene or the next action would have happened, and, like, nothing happened, and then I took a step forward, and then, like,
it's just like a little bit off,
and then yeah, and then like the entire screen cuts to black, and then it'll like go to a cutscene, but then it doesn't even like end where the cutscene ends or where your character was. It's in a totally different spot.
Huh.
So it's like the you're playing it and you're just like, and then like, okay, you remember that Shooting Lemons, that Ego Raptor video where he talks about, like, good game design?
About, like, Mega Man, yeah.
There was a fucking... They do the Mega Man X thing where they're like, here's your bike, and it's all souped up, and, like, you get somewhat of an attachment for it because, like, you find out that it's the same bike the dude's had for years, and it's, like, all these different parts, and, like, his dead wife gave him the gas cover. Let me guess,
the bike gets exploded or broken in some way, and then you get stuck with a shitty one.
Kind of. You have to go find, so one dude's shooting at you and he shoots the fuel line. So you have to go find a new fuel line, but he like doesn't even hide the bike properly. He just hides it on the side of the road and puts like leaves over it. Like, you're right next to a cemetery. Put it behind the fucking gate and then put leaves on it.
Yeah.
Like, and then when you go back to get your bike, it's not there, and you chase a guy to a camp, and it turns out you know the people in the camp, but they're not part, but you're not part of their crew. And then you're like talking to a guy, and he's like, you know, my dead wife gave me parts for that bike. So then they give you like this piece of shit, like a bicycle with a motor. But the best part is like, the way the bike handled and the way the motor, the, like the other, the new bike, the shitty bike they gives you handles is exactly the same. It feels the same amount of speed. Like, it doesn't feel like they changed anything.
Like, I mean, they very well could not have changed anything except the model.
And Oh no. This is very much, it's supposed to feel like you got to downgrade. Now you got to work back to get your bike and it goes faster and it's better on fuel. One of the, I have a video of it. I don't think I'm going to put it on screen just because it's a pain in the ass to do. The first thing I ever did in the game during the intro mission, cutscene, whatever, is I'm driving the motorcycle and I hit a tree. And you know how most games when you hit a tree, there's like an animation of the guy ragdolling and then like getting up.
Yeah, just like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I hit a tree and much like in Saints Row 2, the bike just went and I just stood still. And like, I was just in the standing position. There was no frames of like iframes in between of me transforming into like stand mode. I went from this to this. And then the bike went like 20 feet in front of me, landed, and then launched 50 feet in the air. And I just was like, what the fuck do I do now? My bike is nowhere to be seen. It is the
when
most.
When did this game come out?
Dude, I'm playing it going like, how is this a fucking, a PlayStation exclusive? Like, I have the game right here. Babadaboo. Skip it a cream. And also, the protagonist is such a white dude. Deacon really? St. John.
That's a white dude ass name.
Yeah. Yeah. The only way his name could be whiter if it was like, Mayonnaise Triscuit. Like.
Mayonnaise Wonder Bread Triscuit the Third.
Lord Crackerton. Just, I feel like that's easy, easy meat. You want to, okay, so how are you? You good?
I'm good. I'm a little bit parched, so I kind of want to get that water that's on my nightstand right there.
Drink water, drink water, drink water, bitch. Go, come on. Before we get into the lore, we should thank some folks.
We have some Patreon to thank. Some patrons. Some Patreons. I don't know what you're supposed to call them.
Homies.
homies. We've got some homies to thank. Thank you so much for supporting our show. Without you, we couldn't do this. So I'm going to start with the OG Noah.
Thank you, Noah.
Thank you, Noah. Next up is Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
We also have Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
And last but not least, we have Bones Jones.
Thanks, Bones Jones.
RC said that one regularly. Thank you so much for supporting us, guys. Again, you're amazing.
Thank you. Be safe, be kind, be well.
Lore?
Yeah, I would love to learn what the lore is, and I definitely haven't heard it at ad nauseum last week when we recorded.
Ad nauseum, she says. Wow. First you fucking have something to say about Italian. Okay.
I actually forgot what the lore was. And he hasn't reminded me what we recorded about.
If you've been playing along at home, you know that we've been going through a series. We did all the protagonists and the antagonists. I want to do the antagonist of the DLC. And now we're back at Fallout 3 for Ishmael Asher. What do you remember about Asher from the last episode, Olive?
That he was in the Brotherhood of Steel and he got abandoned at the pit by them. And then he started to form his own slaver ring to operate the mills. And you can use all of the iron bars to get really cool power armor. And I would eat the baby.
Oh. All right, I'm just going to jump into this because we're just all over the fucking place. Ishmael Asher, former Institute of the Brotherhood of Steel, single-handedly revived a city after almost absolute destruction by the Brotherhood. Most likely born on the West Coast, in 2254, the Brotherhood's ruling council sent a team east. From the West Coast, to DC being the former nation's capital, in search for all advanced technology. The second team was to investigate the super mutants in DC, and the third team was to reestablish contact with the Midwest Brotherhood and return them to Lost Hills. You want to hear a really fun fact?
I would love to hear a fun fact.
The Midwest Brotherhood in Van Buren is stationed in the same part of Colorado as I am.
No shit, really?
Yeah. And I didn't know that before getting here. Chris and I were talking about lore and whatnot. And we were looking up like, oh, what's in Colorado? Because we knew that it was Denver was Kaisar. We didn't know if it was all of Colorado, and we were looking it up. And yeah, in Van Buren, it was supposed to be like the same area.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Asher was part of Owen Lyon's party, including Rothschild, Henry...
They went and got dinner together all the time.
Is Henry Castellan and Paladin Tristan. Caston?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. The next part, speaking of lore, follow us on Twitch.
Yeah,
forgot to bring that up before, because we've recorded this episode twice now. Haha. Let me see, where is it? So I want
to. What does that have to do with Twitch?
Because I don't know. I just wanted to make fun of you for fucking up. Unable. This is the scourge. This is the scourge of when the Brotherhood left the West Coast and went through Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Unable to contact the Midwestern Brotherhood, the Brotherhood passes on eastwards towards Washington, D.C. During their travels, the Brotherhood came across the disturbingly vile ruins of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, known as the Pit. The city was lawless. Rape gangs, raiders, slavers, and many other kinds of horrors all freely wandered, and anarchy ruled the streets. The few innocent inhabitants had to scratch out a living in this terrorized environment, most of who were either sick or dying from combined effects of the intense radiation and pollution from pre-war industrial factories, damaged by the bombs spewing into the atmosphere. Horrified by what they saw, the Brotherhood then led the Scourge, a large-scale military action throughout the Pit, combing the ruins and killing anyone who dared to put up a fight. Due to their sheer superior technological and combat abilities, the Brotherhood sustained virtually no losses but wiped out most of the Pit's population. By the time the Scourge was over, only a handful of raider gangs still existed in the city. Although the intent of the Scourge remains unclear, the Brotherhood took many non-mutated children, such as Paladin Kodak, from the Pit and placed them into initiate training. I get all of my lore off of fallout.fandom.com. During the Scourge, Initiate Asher was caught in an explosion in a steel mill and was presumed to be the only casualty, so the Brotherhood left him within the mill and moved forward towards Washington, D.C. Asher laid there for four hours, but was soon awoken when he was pulled out of the rubble by scavers trying to loot his power armor. Asher, impressed by them, with some of the scavers even considering him to be a god. With locals not having to worry about the rampant raider gangs, which once infested the streets, he brought many of the scavers into the area together under his leadership. Now.
Cool.
Sounds like a great way to start the party, right?
Absolutely.
Shit gets fucked.
Rape gangs. Well, not that. Conscripting children. Scavers and power armor.
Instead of trying to return to the Brotherhood, Asher founded the new city of the Pit. because he was touched by the tenacious locals who had endured great hardship before, during, and after the scourge. Another reason being the fact that it contained the only operational steel mill the Brotherhood had ever run into, allowing the pit to produce its own equipment. To gain control, Asher formed his own gang and used his Brotherhood training and expertise. He quickly began killing the leaders of the remaining Raider gangs to establish dominance. The Raiders who did not rebel were incorporated into the gang, and numbers swelled. His control over the pit grew to the point where his territory extended to most of the ruins. Asher transformed his Raider gang into a functional government under his autocratic rule, rebranding his gang into an army, with the most fierce raiders becoming his lieutenants. With the pit firmly under his control, Asher and his guards occupied a mostly intact skyscraper called Haven as his place to watch over the city. However, it wasn't long before he realized that raider gangs would not be enough to allow his new civilization to grow. In order to achieve this, Asher soon started to use slaves, or how he insists on calling them, workers, to remind them that they have a chance at freedom no matter how slim. As labor.
Just like America.
Yes. He uses them as labor, and he hates to do this, but claims it has to be done since most of the citizens of the pit are unable to have children due to the troglodyte degeneration contagion.
I'm going to take a few minutes to explain what the troglodyte degeneration contagion is, because damn if that isn't the, like,
can I finish
coolest
this paragraph?
String of words that I've ever heard. Well, maybe would me reading it now better inform the rest of the paragraph?
Do it.
I will. So, the troglodyte degeneration contagion, or TDC, is a transformative and degenerative disease that plagues all of the inhabitants of the pit. According to Dr. Sandra Kundanika, TDC is the result of intensely concentrated ambient radiation exposure combined with the unique industrial toxins and pollutions of the region that surround what was once Pittsburgh, and cannot be contracted by contact with the infected. The effects of the disease are intensified by the fact that half of the inhabitants of the pit have resorted to cannibalism. Do I know about the symptoms?
I want to talk about... Yeah, go ahead.
According to Dr. Kundanika, all people who live with TDC in TDC active areas experience skin lesions after a few weeks of exposure. They are reversible and may clear after a month or more away from the area. For many sufferers, this is the full extent of the effect. For a certain percentage of people exposed to the toxins in the pit region, TDC also alters brain chemistry and thereby produces psychological effects, turning the affected into wild men. Approximately 20% of adults exposed to TDC lose their reasoning and motor skills over the course of several years, degenerating into feral mutants called Trogs. Nobody has ever recovered from full degeneration, although there are rumors that Trogs retain some memories and recognize the faces of loved ones. While adults have a slight chance of experiencing full degeneration, children born in TDC-infested areas have nearly 100% degeneration rates, turning feral within weeks after birth, with one sole exception.
We'll get to that in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
So the discovery of the cure, which is directly from that, the pit was approached by a scientist named Sandra Kundanika. After hearing about its status as an up-and-coming civilization in the wastes, instead of being enslaved or attacked by raiders guarding the city's perimeter, Sandra was welcomed into the pit's raider class due to her talents, which greatly impressed Asher, eventually marrying her. A year before 2277, why couldn't you just put in 2276, Sandra had become pregnant and gave birth to Asher's child, a daughter named Marie. In a miraculous stroke of luck, Marie was discovered to possess a special ability that the rest of the wasteland lacked. She was immune to this mutation. This immunity meant that Marie would not be affected by the troglodyte degeneration contagion, which had been massively blighting the pit. Azure and Sandra quickly set to work on developing a cure for their fellow pit inhabitants. It is hinted that if the cure were to be successfully produced, allowing natural population growth, Asher would greatly reorganize the pit by abolishing slavery and granting all of its citizens their freedom.
That sounds like a likely story.
Yeah. That sounds like some shit that he would say. So, mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember if we said anything. You want to bring up the baby eating thing so it's not like we sit around talking about eating babies? You never played Red Dead, right? The first one? Mm-mm. Yes, no?
No, I did not.
There is I think it's the DLC for it. I'm pretty sure it's the DLC for it, where you go and you find Sasquatch.
Yeah.
And, like, you have to hunt him down, and John Marston, like, pulls up on a horse on Sasquatch, and he's like, please don't hurt me. I'm so tired. He goes, no, you eat babies. He's got like a gun pointed at him. He's like, please, friend, years of isolation is killing me. I want to know what it is to be cultured. And he like says like all this sophisticated shit. And John Marston just like kind of goes, like pauses and like points a gun at him. He's like, you eat babies. Like, it's the only thing he can say. Yeah.
Well, there was a mod at one point for the pit that gave you the option at the end that instead of producing the cure, you have the opportunity to steal the baby and eat the baby to gain immunity to radiation for the rest of your save.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was the thing. I just remember it being like, eat the baby.
So, from a completely game design scenario and being a min-maxer, I would eat the baby.
Really? You min-max in games?
Oh, I do.
Doesn't that take
Have you ever seen
fun?
Me play Stardew? It's honestly scary.
I want to play Stardew with you, but you like, I'm afraid you're going to like take the fun out of it, because I'm just going to be like, ha-ha.
I most definitely will take the fun out of it.
Here are my pumpkins, haha, and you're just going to be like, that's not efficient.
You got to play like, with Aislinn. Aislinn plays for fun. I play for
I messaged her to play, but she never got back to me.
She's been busy with school.
Well, then tell her I said drop out.
I will.
Yeah, I don't really remember. Like, I remember playing this. I remember doing those fucking ingots.
The iron bars.
The fucking iron ingots. To the point where I think I haven't memorized that if, like, you put me in there, I could find at least 80 of them on my own.
Yeah, I could probably get, like, 70 or so before I have to start looking them up.
I don't even know why I did it. Like, it was to a point where every time I would replay the pit, I would just go and get them.
Honey, it's time to look for all your iron bars. Yes, dear.
Yeah, yeah. I would find every fucking time. I wanted the power armor. I had the power armor, that power armor, and the slave hood. And it just looked super dope. And then I would walk around with Fox and dog meat. And Fox would have his big Gatling laser. And I would have the perforator, the assault rifle with the silencer and the scope, and just... Fucking, I miss Fallout 3.
I know you do. Why don't you just replay it?
Because, we've talked about this. I want to stream it. I really want to stream it. I really do. I really want to do it. I want to do it. Yes. So there's just something here that I want to go over quick, because there's not really any, like, super fun facts to, like, get into. Other than, like, Asher does not hold any animosity towards the Brotherhood. He just doesn't believe in what they believe in. He gives a speech when you first get there, and he talks, and he has something here. It says, our industry is the envy of the Commonwealth. Our safety is the envy of the Capital Waste, and our might is the envy of Ronto. What the fuck is going on in Canada?
Yeah, what is going on in Canada? What's and also, you very, very much want more, you want to know about Ronto. I know you do.
I do for a couple of reasons. One being, I don't know when the first time, actually, let me look it up since I'm on the wiki. I don't know the first time Ronto is mentioned, but it's also a fucking Star Wars reference.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. I remember being told it is.
Well, everything you're told is the truth, so.
Valid. So the only thing here is Ronto is a region mentioned by Asher. And is the and the slave Brand? What do you fuck? Oh, the slave whose name is Brand. Okay.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
I was like, what are you fucking? in a speech, that's all it says, is that that's it. The location of Ronto. I feel like somebody has come out and said Ronto is Toronto. Toronto.
Of course, yeah.
But I feel like there's more of this that's like missing from the wiki. Wait, you're new here, aren't you? Are you here from the Erie Stretch, Capital Wasteland, Ronto? Where's home? So, that's what Brand the Slave says.
So it has to be Toronto.
I want to know what, like, I want to know, I've been having these conversations with my roommate Chris constantly about what's going on where and who's where. We were, so I said about streaming before, we have written down here somewhere of like what our character in New Vegas's backstory is. And he's like the child, he's like one of three. And his dad was like part of the NCR for as long as he can remember. And like their mom is, we made up a tribe in Mexico that she's from.
Really?
Yeah. And that like missions from, the Great Salt Lake came to this part of Mexico and had such a huge impact on the mom that the mom left and was looking to find the Mormons, the, New Canaanites, and like got fucked up, not fucked up like on drugs or anything. She got fucked up with her directions and saw like, oh, I'm in the Boneyard, and met the followers and was just like, well, I guess like, this is crazy. Them.
Yeah.
And just joined the followers. Yeah, she's from the Tortuga tribe. And they got that name because they use turtle shells for hammers and weapons and shit. We put a lot of thought into it. And I want to know what obviously, else is going on in this world. And we last episode that we recorded and you lost your stuff from, we talked about like the show and what we think the best place to do the show would be. And I just want to know more about the world. Honestly.
You always want more Fallout.
Well, yeah, of course, you fucking fuck. That's about everything I have to say on the lore on Ishmael Asher. Do you have anything you'd like to say, my friend?
Yeah, I don't really have anything else. I don't really have anything else for Asher.
Okay, then I guess we're done with lore.
No, I mean, I like the pit. Yeah, we can be done with lore.
No, say what you want to say.
Like, I really like the pit a lot. I would like to redo it. I know that one time I actually got through the river. Like, I swam through the river instead of going over the bridge.
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that.
And, yeah, you just need, like, a shit ton of chems. And, I think a radiation suit helps.
Probably.
Yeah. You should try it. It's very difficult.
I will. I absolutely will.
Good. You better.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about, friend? Can I just, before we do anything, can I just shill quick?
You want to shill?
Just real quick.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, so we've been saying off and on, please watch us on Twitch. We just hit affiliate. We want to do it more often. I feel like it's been forever since I've done it, but I'm trying to do 3 to 5 days a week, depending on what my schedule looks like. Papa has sent us some fan art. I don't know if I put this in a previous episode or not.
It's definitely been at this point in the thumbnails.
It's been in the thumbnails, but Papa sent us a New California. You can't see it because you have your thing off right now, but, it's a New California Chuck flag. It's just the flag with the two bears and it says Chuck and it looks wonderful. Papa did a great job with it. And then also if you're keeping up with Chuck lore, especially the streams, here's a depiction, an illustration, if you will, of Chuck running from a Deathclaw. And it just came out great. He's got Vulpes and Culta's helmet on, his little blue halo thing from the Big Empty, and a ranger armor. At this point, Chuck's now wearing Enclave armor, but...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But
I wasn't in the last stream, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking... I love streaming. It's so much fun. Please watch us.
It is a lot of fun.
We now have certain emojis or emotes because we've hit a certain level of something. I don't know. I don't even know what it is. Olive has done all of it. So when I'm streaming and I see it, you might even, like, one time we were streaming and Olive sent me artwork for a thumbnail and I just couldn't stop laughing for about 10 minutes. So if you're
anyone that's interested, it was the Pokemon cards.
Me is Pikachu. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who our friend has now made their fucking Twitter icon. yeah. So just please watch us. It means a lot to me. I know it probably means a lot to her. She's playing Okami. Since I play New Vegas with Chris, Chris's schedule and my schedule is about to be very different. What I might do is any day that he's not there, I think I might start streaming Sonic Adventure 2.
Oh, really?
Because I played the shit out of that when I was a kid, and since I have a GameCube controller, controller that hooks up to my Switch with a USB connection, I can just plug that into my PC and play Sonic Adventure 2 the way I remember playing Sonic Adventure 2 as a small child boy.
A small child boy?
Small child boy. Oh, come here, small child boy. I need you to fetch me another drink. I want to play the Hitman games, the new Hitman games, but I don't know if my PC will run them because they fucking slap. If I can find a way to get like some equipment to hook up my console to my computer, I want to get the I know Elgato has something I want. I can play a bunch of PS4 games. Like, I could stream The Last of Us 2, which I would love to fucking do.
That would be the shit. Yeah. That would be amazing.
I would love to do that. I'd love to do God of War again. You know.
I do know.
What do you want to talk about? Sorry, I just wanted to shill for a minute.
Before we get into talking about something else, I'm going to send you something that I did while we were finishing up lore.
Wow.
I'm going to put it in the memes channel, actually.
Oh, this is for everyone to see.
It's for everyone. If you want to see what it is, it'll probably be on screen if you're on YouTube.
Nope. Join the Discord.
You gotta join the Discord, though.
It's in memes.
You gotta join the Discord.
You'll know which one we're talking about because it's by Olive, and the emoji under it is OJ Simpson's face.
And it was also on February 24th.
You're the 24th. That's awesome. What do you want to talk about? You said you had some things. There's a couple things I wanted to talk about, but we talked about them last week. I just want to bring them up quick, even though they are kind of old news at this point.
I was going to just go into that first.
Oh, I thought you had something to say about Nickelodeon.
I've got something to say about that, too. I got a lot to say.
Let me hear it.
So, last week was a Nintendo Direct.
Yes.
Where we got some news on a couple new things, and we talked about it when we recorded last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know
we talked about how Nintendo is selling 10-year-old games at a $60 price, and they're not really doing anything differently. We talked about how Nintendo was so far removed from the pulse.
Well, Vince talked about all this in his head, but I talked about how we're getting Skyward Sword HD, we're getting Splatoon 3. I'm very excited about Splatoon 3. It looks like it took some pages out of like a Mad Max type thing. It looks really cool.
Which has my interest.
It does have your interest. It has my interest too. We're getting Pyrrha from Xenoblade Chronicles as the next Smash character.
The most needed Smash character. Another anime sword
fighter. I'm going to be so good at Pyrrha. I can already tell.
There's so many other characters that would have fit.
I know.
Doom but Guy, they had all Gordon these characters. Freeman, Master
they had all
Chief,
these characters picked
Tony
out
Hawk.
Before the game even came out, bro.
That's not my problem.
But another thing coming to Switch is Fall Guys,
Sakurai.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, a child console, child game, even though it's a ton of fun.
Mm-hmm. What else do we got? The Outer Wilds is coming to Switch.
Papa said he'd like that. A whole lot of Wii shit.
It looks really cool.
Yo, yeah. Mario Golf. I want to play as Wario the Oil Baron.
Yes, Mario Golf. The new Golf looks really good.
Fuck yeah, it does.
There's a bunch of different games that have a lot of good looking pixel art.
I have written here. I have my note card Stubbs. In front of me. What's up?
Stubbs.
What?
Stubbs the zombie.
Oh, Stubbs. I thought you were saying Dubs. I was like, did somebody get like a double number on the post?
No.
Yeah, Stubbs. I want to play Stubbs, but it's also coming to PS4 and PS5.
So you might as well get it for a better console.
Yeah. Oh, even you said it. Ding.
Yeah. I mean, the only console that I really play is Switch. The rest I play on my PC. So.
But yeah. What else is here? Written down
Project
on my note.
Triangle Strategy. Can we talk about that? That looked really cool.
Okay.
It's not done. It doesn't even have a title yet. That it's got like.
It
that's
just
their
seemed like
title.
Another turn-based JRPG.
Huh? We have to gather the six elements of friendship and power, and then we can defeat the bad guy.
It's exactly. It's exactly targeted to me.
I don't know, Oni-chan. Maybe we can. Fuck you. I hate that shit. I can't stand that shit.
It's the same game. It's like the same game in a different skin all the time.
Wah.
Yeah, wah. In my notes, I have get fucked on Zelda because they were like,
we know you were hoping to hear more about the Breath of the Wild 2. Sorry.
Yeah, right?
Sorry. Just don't say anything, shithead. Like,
mm-hmm.
No news is good news. By you saying we're not going to hear anything, that's bad news.
Yeah. They were like, you'll hear more about it next year.
I don't want to hear more about it next year. I want to hear about it now. Did you see that their Papa sent us a thing that they're doing like a spiritual successor to, or maybe it's a direct sequel. I'm not even sure. To Jet Set Radio?
Really?
Let me see what he sent. But since we're talking, since we're chatting, since we're gabbing, since we're going back and forth, let me see what he said.
Also, Hades is getting a physical release with the soundtrack and an art book. So that looks awesome.
It didn't do anything for me.
I know it didn't do anything for you, but it did everything for me, and it's an amazing game, in my opinion.
Team Reptile is working on a game called Bomb Rush Cyberfunk.
Actually, wait, I think I've heard of that.
Yeah, because Kyle sent it to us.
Yeah, then I have.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like a direct sequel. I don't know if it's a spiritual successor, but if any game needs some sort of love right now, it's Jet Set Radio. It's not a game that I've played all the way through, but it's a game that is just, there's just something about it.
Yeah, it's just, it's got like an it thing, you know?
The music.
Kind of the energy.
The art style.
Yeah, it's got it thing.
We need more graffiti-based games.
Mm-hmm.
The only three games I could think of are the VR graffiti game that you bought that I played 2 minutes of before I had to leave.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to. There's an artist I follow named Lush.
Wait, Lush Sucks?
Yeah, and he started making.
I really
shit
like
in VR.
Lush Sucks.
Yeah, he's great. There's the VR game, Jet Set Radio, and Mark Echo's Getting Up.
Hmm?
Yeah, Mark Echo. You know, like Echo Jeans, like that rhino.
No, I don't.
No, you don't know Echo.
No.
I think it's. Hold on a second. I'm gonna send you a picture. Echo Jeans. I might put a picture on screen. Depends on how much time I have to edit. Echo Jeans. Echo Unlimited. You never saw Echo Unlimited?
I don't think so. Let me check. Echo Unlimited.
Oh, they're big.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, Mark Echo was a graffiti artist and then turned his, like, whole shit into... I don't know his whole story, but I remember I was really super into graffiti art and street art and shit. And he made his whole thing kind of like how Shepard Fairey turned Obey into a brand. He made a whole ass brand out of his artwork and whatnot, and now is like had a video game called Mark Echo's Getting Up. Contents under pressure. Yeah, dude. It's a graffiti game. I'm going to put a picture of the thing on screen. I would love to play this because it's so early 2000s. Like you wear Echo clothes and shit, and I bet you meet Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's cool. It's we need more graffiti games. We need more things that are based within hip hop culture.
As far as I'm concerned.
Well, you like skate stuff.
Yeah. That's why Tony Hawk needs to
be
kind
of in the same vein. Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. There's like a whole, like, I won't dwell on the subject too long, but I heard this one thing that like for a lot of, white kids, like, early hip hop was very punk, and that's what got them into different, like, got them like used to being around black people. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like the Beastie mm-hmm. Boys, especially as they started off as a punk group. I could talk about this shit all day long. We do not have the time for it. There's something else I wanted to bring up. Did you know that there? We talked about this last week. Did you know that there? But that episode doesn't exist. Did you know? Did you know? Did you, Olive?
What?
Answer me.
What did I? What
answer
did I know?
Me.
What didn't I know?
Did you know that there's currently a mod for Fallout 4 called Fallout 4 Capital Wasteland?
Yes, I did know.
Okay. So the team has – this again, old news. I apologize. The team has released a statement saying that
– yeah, I did see that.
That they are releasing Point Lookout just – here you go. It's pretty much
done. Point Lookout.
It's going to be sometime within the next few months. The whole mod for Fallout 3 isn't finished, but you can play Point Lookout in better graphics and better gun handling.
Which I'm going to do because I only played Point Lookout once and I don't even remember what it's about.
You should stream it.
Yeah, I should.
You should. And then you should be Nuka World.
Yeah, you know, as soon as I finish The Divide.
Yeah, I'm going to do that on stream. If you don't plan on playing it, at least watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just fun stuff. Fun stuff. I, you know me, I'm not one for mods. If you are, more power to you. I'm happy for you. Go ahead and check it out. It looks like it's free, so no skin off your teeth. And a lot of people are putting a ton of hard work into it. If you want to know more about it, just look up Fallout 3 Point Lookout, Fallout 4, and then Juicehead. He's got a video out somewhere.
Yeah.
But, I'm pretty sure it's like
I've got one more thing I want to talk about.
Sure.
So, today I saw news that, Nickelodeon is releasing a new studio called Avatar Studios.
No.
And it's for expanding the Avatar universe, and it's headed by the original creators of Avatar The Last Airbender.
Really?
After what they did to Korra.
Korra was fine.
No, the way Korra ended was bullshit. I don't even like Avatar. I don't like any of those games. And I can tell you the way Korra ended was bullshit. You know what I mean? Shows.
What do you mean by that?
Korra ended because they weren't selling enough toys for Korra. And I could be wrong about this point, but because Korra is a female and little boys don't want to buy a toy of a girl, it wasn't selling as many toys. It's the same reason why Cartoon Network stopped with Generator Rex. You ever see Generator Rex?
Not really.
That show fucking slaps. It's made by Genndy Tartakovsky. So it's the same dude who did fucking Samurai Jack and Dexter's Lab. It fucking slaps. Brian Posehn does, who's a fucking hilarious comedian, does a voice of one of the characters. And Tara Strong does like the other one. And then there's like a giant, it's giant fucking fighting robots. It's so fucking cool. It's so good. And there's only like 11 episodes or probably more or less. I don't remember. There was one season because it didn't sell toys. And then because when Korra was coming out is when everybody stopped buying cable packages, a lot of people stopped having Nickelodeon and they were downloading episodes of Korra. And the last, I want to say, 6 episodes of Korra were just dumped online.
Only available online, yeah.
But it was just like, here you go. Like, they were doing it one by one. And then when they realized that,
they did Korra dirty. Yes.
They did Korra dirty. That's why I'm surprised that they want to do more. I'm not upset. I'm not angry. I'm not telling you you're wrong for liking it.
At this point, Avatar has still maintained its popularity and has even grown in popularity since then, including books, light novels, the whole works.
Yeah. The M. Night Shyamalan comics, movie?
We don't know. That never happened. But Avatar Studios, I think it's freaking great. I'm excited, especially because it's in good hands, you know?
I guess, yeah.
I mean, it's what are their freaking names? Like Brian DiMartino and Kanetsko. I forget what his first name is. Hold on. No, it's Michael DiMartino and Brian Kanetsko.
Sure.
This
show never did anything for me, I'll be honest with you.
That's fine, but I'm super excited. I'm happy that you are.
I remember when the show first came out. I remember when it first came out, I was in trouble. I don't know what I did. Probably something stupid. And my dad punished me. He's like, you're not allowed to watch TV. And I remember, like, I knew the show was coming on, and I didn't care about it. But, like, I knew it was, like, this night on, at 8 o'clock, the new Avatar the Airbender show, first episode, will premiere. And I remember, like, saying to my mom, I was like, Dad's not home. Can I watch it? And she was like, yeah, but if he comes home, turn the TV off. And like, I watched the first episode, and that's about all I've ever seen of Avatar.
Yeah, it only gets better from there. It's a story that just builds and becomes so great.
Sure.
But yeah, that's all I have to say.
Did you see that what they're doing with the Rugrats?
I don't like what they're doing with the Rugrats.
I watched the trailer, like it's a clip, not even a trailer, it's like a sneak peek mm-hmm. clip thing, and like it feels very Rugrats.
Does it?
But I don't want to like it. Like I instantly like, no, this shouldn't be CG. This should
no. I don't like change.
But like it, like they even had what's? Did you know? Mark Mothersba. I don't know how to say the dude's name from Devo. I think he is.
Did what about him?
Did the music for fucking Rugrats?
Like da na 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 na
yeah
na na na
and like that, yeah? All those like bop 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 noises that like was the soundtrack for Rugrats bop bop yeah. bop 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 like I can hear it, but I can't do it because it's so weird and its own thing was done yeah. by the dude from fucking
it's Devo. Very of its time
yeah and like the clip that they show. Also, the voice, I'm pretty sure, and I could be wrong when I say this, but the voice actor for Chucky passed away a couple years ago. So the person that they have doing Chucky in the clip sounds really good and almost made me like double take and be like, wait, am I thinking of the wrong person dying? But like there's certain moments where you can tell it's a double.
It's like not the same.
Yeah. And I fucking love Rugrats. Rugrats is so goddamn good. All that early the Rugrats Nickelodeon movie. Shit. Oh my god, Chucky's fucking crying because his mom's dead. And then, oh wait, no, that's Kimmy. That's yeah. the second one. Sorry,
and,
what's the
and,
first
and
one?
And the Godfather part in the beginning.
I'm thinking of the second one. You're, yeah, that's the one with fucking where Dill shows up.
I'm thinking
up.
About the one.
The one where Dill shows up.
I'm thinking
up.
About
yeah.
the one where they go on into like a theme park in France.
No, that's the second one.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
That's the second one. That's the rug. That's Rugrats in Paris, homie.
Yeah, I fucking love that movie.
Yeah, the first one is with Dill.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
No?
No, because the Paris one is really good.
Dude, I remember watching the Paris one all the time. You ever watch the Rugrats and the Wild Thornberries one?
Yeah, the Wild Thornberries slapped.
Yeah, fucking old Nickelodeon slapped. Yeah, I don't know what
it
the
really
fuck
did.
Happened. I don't know what happened. Yo, what was better, old Nickelodeon or old Cartoon Network?
What do you consider old Cartoon Network?
Let's do like 96 to like 2005.
Examples of shows?
Like, if you want to go really old Nickelodeon, like Ren and Stimpy, Rocco, Rugrats, even like right before SpongeBob, maybe during SpongeBob and a little after. And then with Nickelodeon, like Courage.
Like Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold, absolutely.
Courage
Samurai Jack, Dexter.
When I was a kid, like Nickelodeon was always what was on. Mm-hmm. And like I always considered Cartoon Network to be like the like, oh, that's the big kid channel.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like I was usually into Nickelodeon. My sister was usually into Disney. And then yeah. like Cartoon Network, I liked to watch once in a while because it was like the big kid channel.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude. I need to make a podcast that's just us talking about a different show every week. All right. I think that's about all we have to say.
I have to say two more words.
What's that?
Shane Ivers.
Tell me about it.
I used up my two words. I can't.
What about those words you just used right there?
Cut them out, please.
No, you got Ghoulman, bitch. Do it.
Shane Ivers makes our intro music, Feather Duster. If you want to get it, you can get it at www.silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather duster. Damn, that wind is really going.
That was wind?
That was wind.
I thought it was a homeless in your area.
No.
Wow.
Do you want to tell us about social media?
Join us on social media. You can find myself, you can find Olive, and the show in the description below. While you're there, give a link, give a check, give a look, see if you will with your eyeballs.
Or your ears if you're using a screen reader.
There is a link to our Discord. Jump in, pop in, say hello, say what's up. It's a fun 10-minute time. I'm so very tired. I don't remember what else to say. If you're watching us on YouTube, thank you. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. You can find us anywhere podcast can be downloaded, so please throw us a review. Follow us on Twitch. If you'd like to support us, again, thank you to the Patreon. You can, there's a link down in the description below to the Patreon where you could throw us a couple bucks. And if you want to buy some merch, you want to get like a hat. I don't think we do hats. Sorry. I was looking at my hat in the camera. If you want to buy like a sticker,
a book, like a duvet,
a clock, a block. Some stickers, a shirt, a hoodie, some stickers. What else do they
like
have?
A travel cups, mug.
A travel mug. There's a link to our Redbubble where you can get a bunch of our stuff. There's a bunch of other shows. It's been a Ghoulman Entertainment production. Olive, what else are we forgetting? What do we need to do?
We need to let go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Follow me on Twitter. I'm hot. Bye.
Hey. Did you stop recording?
Yeah. Not yet.
I must have, like, hit the space bar at some point in time.
When?
I don't know.
How long?
I don't know.
Are you shitting with me?
Just don't be mad.
I'm not mad. I literally cannot be mad.
Why can't you be mad?
Because I did it last week.
Okay, cool. I didn't do it. I was just fucking with you. Atomic Radio Hour
Podcast. A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.